to this paper boy. Paper boy. Oh, paper boy.
From Brooklyn, New York, Tony Passalacqua singing with the Fascinators. Paper boy. 50s on 5, keeping the big beat job alive. Joining me right now, I am very, very honored to have Tom Yum Yum Alicandri with me. Tom.
Here I am, straight from Brooklyn, Matt. And what took me so long? After 60 years, I'm making my radio debut.
There you are.
But yes, here are. I am. I want to hear, being that I'm here for Brooklyn Nights, Imagination, Larry Kasman, and the Quotations, who used to hang out with my brother Ronnie in Brooklyn.
Now, where did they used to hang out?
At Stinkin' Lincoln High School, otherwise known as Abraham Lincoln High School on Ocean Parkway.
What part of Brooklyn was that?
That would be considered Brighton Beach.
Now, where were you from?
Gravesend or Sheepshead Bay. Whatever worked, I was from there.
So tell me about, growing up in Brooklyn. I mean, that's what you're here for.
It was beautiful. It was like its own piece of the world. It was, like, unbelievable. It was like heaven. It was nice.
Growing up, how often did you get into the city, into Manhattan?
When I was a little older, a lot of times. But younger days, not too often, because Brooklyn had everything. Brooklyn was my own world. You didn't have to go far to get a bagel, to get a soda, to get a newspaper, to get anything you wanted. Brooklyn had it.
All right, we'll be talking about that all evening long.
Great, Matt, great.
Okay, so let's hear what...
Imagination by Larry Kasman.
Imagination.
Now let's talk about your growing up in Brooklyn.
Okay, Brooklyn, I went to Sheepshead Bay High School in Sheepshead Bay. My brother went to Abraham Lincoln. And my sister went to Madison, and my other brother went to Madison. So four people went to different high schools in Brooklyn. Very strange. But we all graduated, thank God. And growing up in Brooklyn was very, like you see Greece, it was a harder Greece.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, you know, everybody had, either you were like a hitter, you used to be called a hitter. The guys with the greased hair and the pointy shoes. And then you had the nerds, even then, that graduated and became accountants. Everybody made fun of them, but look where they are, and look where everybody else went.
They got into real estate.
Right. Yeah. Boy, they did, and they did very well. But growing up in Brooklyn, we went to the Mayfair Theater in Avenue, Kings Highway. We went to the Kingsway Theater. There was movie theaters every other block. It was, like, unbelievable. We had Evans's with the bakery, with the jelly donuts, and the hot buns. Not my hot buns, but they had hot buns. Blackout cake. Then we would go to Coney Island. We would go to Nathan's, get the hot dogs for 15 cents, and the French fries for a dime.
Do you know how much they are now?
I don't want to know.
I was just in Coney Island over the weekend.
Did you have to write a check for them?
Almost.
Well, and they're probably not as good as they were. Yep. How much, Matt?
Two hot dogs and a small Coke, $10.
Unbelievable. Years ago, when I was growing up, for $10, you feed half of Coney Island at Nathan's.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. See, but nothing stays the same, Matt.
No.
Nothing.
So, I guess you were a hitter then, huh?
No, I was in between.
Yeah?
I wasn't a cross-dresser, but I was in between. I wasn't a hitter. I knew when to leave. Everybody would go fight. I would not like to fight. I wasn't a fighter. I was a lover. I would go into the movies.
So everyone had to be part of a certain group,
right? Right.
The girls, too, right?
Yeah, the girls, too. The girls.
Well, what were the groups of the girls?
The girls had those tight pants. I forgot what they're called. They went up.
The pedal pushes?
The pedal pushes, tight as anything. They couldn't even walk. They looked like penguins.
Hey, you keep this up. This is turning into the Ken Smith Show now.
I better behave myself.
But they had those
tight pants, and the guys had the tight pants, the chinos, with the buckle in the back and the pointed shoes. I did once in a while, but as I said, I wasn't all the way of a hitter. But I used to hang out with the Avenue X guys, all great guys growing up. We would have a rough crowd, but I wasn't a rough guy. I was a lover.
Did you ever bump into Vito Valsalmo?
Never bumped into him, but I used to know Junior Sirico, and now became Tony Sirico, who became Paulie Walnuts on The Sopranos. He fixed me up with a beautiful girl from Seagate. Had a lot of fun. Junior Sirico.
What was that, like in the early 60s?
No, that's early 70s.
Dressed
the same way as he is on The Sopranos. We would wear Elton John shoes. We would wear the big shirts, the fluffy baggy pants. Right. He would dress just like he does on The Sopranos. Mm. And unbelievable how he became, because we would hang out on the beach. He would sit on the beach with us, me, Joey Abadi, and him. And look what he became, a famous actor. Everybody knows Paulie Walnuts.
Absolutely.
Only people that know me are Matt the Cat and your beautiful listeners that listen to you.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
All right, so we're going to play something else from a Brooklyn group.
Did you ever
bump into Eugene Pitt?
Not Eugene Pitt. I choked on a pit, but it was a peach pit. But Eugene Pitt and the Jive 5.
This is going out by request to Bruce in North Carolina. Here's These Golden Rings. Prowling around the back alleys for the rock and roll.
Excuse me? Who else?
Paul,
another
that's
Brooklynite.
All.
That's right.
Another Brooklynite.
That's right.
Well, now, what part did you grow up in?
What?
Where did you grow up?
It matters. What high school did he go to?
Tom?
Sheepshead Bay High School.
Sheepshead Bay.
Okay, I went to Utrecht.
Oh, New Utrecht.
That's right.
New Utrecht off of New Utrecht Avenue.
That's right.
The home of Buddy Hackett.
That's right.
That's right. You know your stuff.
That's right. Now, I was telling Matt, did you ever go to Coney Island on Saturday nights?
Me? Yeah, I've been to Coney Island even on Friday and Sunday nights.
Okay, I was telling.
I went anytime I could get there, I went.
They let you in. Well, that's good.
I didn't know you knew me.
You got sick of Emmons Avenue, huh?
Yeah, Sheepshead Bay, you're right.
All right. Now, I was telling Matt about the ride, the Himalaya.
Oh, yep. The Himalaya, yep. Yeah.
A lot of humps on the Himalaya.
where they used to dance in the streets across the street from the cyclone.
Yep, that's it, the Himalaya. You remember, oh, you're showing your age, you're right. Yep.
And the riots they had by Nathan, you know, with the cops on horseback.
Yeah, that's the night they ran out of Frankfurters.
That's right, that's right. You ever go? Did you, let me ask you this. You ever go on the parachute jump?
Yep. And I think I went on there when I was very little, and I think a year after that, they closed it.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And you went to steeplechase?
Steeplechase, and I got buzzed in the rear end with the bzzz.
With a cattle prod?
No. They had he got splinters going down the slide. They had a wood slide there.
Yeah, and I threw up on that.
Did you?
Yep, on the wood slide.
All right, well, this conversation is really, really going into great places. So, Paul, what would you like to hear?
I have Brooklyn songs, but I want a rare one.
Okay.
You heard of the Teenagers?
Yes, I have.
You heard of the Students?
Yes, I have.
How about the Kodaks?
Yes. What about the Kodaks?
Oh, gosh. Oh, gee.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gee.
Oh, gee. 50s on 5, keeping that big beat job alive. Matt the Cat with Tom. Yum, yum.
Alicandry. All right. That was Joanne by the Playmates. That was from my sister Joan, who loved that song in the 50s. Came out in 1957 on Roulette Records.
I was just going to ask you, do you remember the label? Of course.
Yeah. Well, of course I remember the label. I have ADD. That's what my wife says. I know music because I have ADD. I have attention deficit because I know music.
How does that doesn't make sense?
No, because I remember things 50 years ago, and people supposedly that have ADD remember things that don't mean too much. But music always meant a lot to me. And growing up in Brooklyn, you live for the music. On every corner, every doo-wop corner, everybody was singing in the schools, in the bathrooms, on the corners, everywhere you could sing, you sang. And it's great memories listening to this song, listen to these songs, this music you play, Matt. This is like the highlight of my 60 years being here with you, and your listeners listening to you. And the guy that called up said you're the best thing in 30 years. Wrong. Best thing in 60 years.
Oh, stop.
Oh, no.
Do you remember the first record you bought?
Yes. Well, now you're not going to call me Mr. Sophistication.
No. All right.
You want to know it?
Yeah, I want to know.
Around the World by Mantovani.
Really?
Yeah, around the world I've searched for you. But it was instrumental. It wasn't vocal.
I'll take the music down so you can have some freedom to sing here.
No, that's it on that. But that's what it was. That was my first song I bought. My first record. 69 cents. I even remember the price. 69 and three for $2 at Melody Records, downtown Brooklyn. That was my first record I bought.
What about going to dances and sock hops and stuff?
Yes, and we used to go to Catholic school dances. They used to put the boys on one side and the girls on one side. They used to blow the whistle. Then the songs would come on, and you would pick what girl you wanted. And if they said no, you felt like a real judrool. Because, you know, wow, that's unbelievable. How could they say no to you? You know, but that's what we used to do. Catholic school dances at St. Edmund's on Avenue T and Ocean Avenue. Then I also go.
Were you Mr. Sophistication back then?
Well, the only people that think I'm Mr. Sophistication just in to say is myself and you. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I was.
Were you using Brill cream back then?
No, Vitalis and Pro Kappa. Pro Kappa, that's what it was. It looked like something unmentionable. I can't say what it looked like. But that's what it went on my hair.
Yeah.
And you used to put it down. Then the next day, it looked like massive dandruff. When you used to brush it out. But it used to hold it down for the day and the night. You look good. But I think at 12 years old, I don't think I really cared looking good. I didn't care how I looked. You know, I was into my coonskin cap days, 1955, 1956. So, but it was great. I say, Brooklyn, I tell you, all the people listening from Brooklyn, I want you to call in and share your stories because this is unbelievable. You're not getting this on New York radio.
No,
so,
that's true.
I mean, so this is, like, unbelievable. So make your phone calls. I'll answer any questions you have.
We're doing Brooklyn Nights and Brooklyn Days, D-A-Z-E, with Tom Alecandri, Mr. Yum Yum. Do it for the folks.
Yum Yum.
That's kind of spooky, Tom.
Be nice, Matt.
All right. 866-267-0346. 50s on 5. Request O-Matic Hot Live if you want to talk to Tom, talk about Brooklyn. Or drop me an email on the eQuest-O-Matic, which is mattthecat@xmradio.com. It's the 50s on 5. Now we want to hear another song from Brooklyn.
Hey, great.
Do you know anything about the Shells?
Yes, the Shells. I used to like them with marinara sauce, but they also had a song, Baby Oh Baby.
50s on 5, Radio XM. He's on 5. Who's prowling with Matt the Cat and Tom Alecandri?
Matt.
Yeah.
I'm full-time prowling, baby.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Tom, this is Frank. He had a double bypass, right?
Yeah.
Double bypass a couple of months ago. And now he's back.
Frank, how you doing? All right?
I'm doing great, actually. You know, I mean, I really didn't feel bad before. I had a little bit of discomfort, but then when they found this and they took care of it, I really feel great now.
And now you can run around the block fast.
Well, I don't do any running, but I do a lot of walking.
Well,
I mean,
good.
I do walking almost every day, but, you know.
Good. Listen to the doctors.
I'm sorry?
Listen to the doctors. Whatever they say, follow them. Listen.
Okay.
Because it's important.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back there, Frank.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're out here full-time now because the bill's got to get paid and the well was going dry. So, you know, what I was thinking about tonight was, I know you mentioned that you went to Coney Island over the weekend.
Yeah.
And Tom just brought it up again. And I was thinking about Coney Island Baby, but I can't, believe me, my mind could not place who sang it.
The Excellence.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
You're my Coney.
Cats of that Prowl show, and you're prowling with Matt the Cat and Tom Alexandri. Tom, are you still with me?
Of course. Are you kidding? I'm going to talk now about the Brooklyn Fox days.
Yeah, but now, did you go and see the Alan Freed shows?
Alan Freed used to go to the Brooklyn Paramount. I saw a couple of shows there with Bill Haley, Bo Diddley. Then across the street would be the Brooklyn Fox right near Melody Records, my friend Joel's place. And the Brooklyn Fox, I used to see Murray the K, Bay. And they used to have the Ronettes, Lou Christie, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Johnny Loop the Loop Thunder. And we used to go there. We used to go early in the morning. It was, I believe, $3 to get in. And we would stay maybe at 11 o'clock at night and see six shows with a movie. And Jackie Wilson, when he was on, I used to move down because the longer you stayed, the better seat you got. So we would move down to the first or second row, and Jackie Wilson was unbelievable in person. He was worth $3 times 10.
He always put on a good show, right?
You
never saw him put on a bad show.
He was, I'm telling you, to this day, Jackie Wilson live was unbelievable. And who else did I see? Oh, then I'll tell you some stories about the Brooklyn Fox. The girls that we used to go with, years ago, well, I don't know if I could say this on the air, but you girls know, you girls remember those days. First base, second base, third base.
Sure.
Slow songs in the Brooklyn Fox, you would hear the ladies, well, the ladies now, but the girls' bras being unclicked. And you would hear, oh, no. Because all day, you know, the guys were trying to get the first, second, and third base, and sooner or later, they got the home run. So that's what we would remember about those Brooklyn Fox days. Calm down, Matt.
You'd actually hear the sound?
Yep, you would hear that thing, bing, bing, bing. It was unbelievable. And I'll tell you something, it was like nice. It wasn't like what it is today, that everything is out there. It was like unbelievable. It was beautiful. It was like the movie Diner. When things would happen
Diner.
In Diner, right? It was like cute. It was nice. It wasn't
With the popcorn?
With the popcorn on your lap.
Yeah.
That was exactly how it was.
Yeah.
But I didn't like popcorn, so that never happened to me.
Right.
You know, but other than that, the Brooklyn Fox was great. And Murray the K with his, he used to be married to this girl, Jackie. I always thought it was his daughter. He was like 30 years older than her. She would come in with the tight pants, lead the show. The Ronettes, Murray the K would say, here's the Ronettes. And all the guys were like the Ronettes, but in person, they couldn't sing too well. They were a great studio. Would Be My Baby, Phil Spector worked wonders on the record. But in live show, they were good to look at, but not great to hear. Besides Jackie,
what about the Crystals?
The Crystals were the same, but the girl,
Darlene Love.
Darlene Love had the voice.
Yeah.
She would lead, you know, he's a rebel, he's sure the boy I love. She had the voice, so it should have been Darlene Love without the Crystals.
Right.
But
She was Darlene Love without the Crystals.
Right, for a long time.
Yeah.
But she does that song from the National Lampoon Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Baby, Come Home.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. And that's even now, I wouldn't even mind hearing that. Even now, even before Halloween, that's a great song by Darlene Love. She's always on David Letterman a lot. David Letterman loves her, appreciates
her.
That's why Matt the Cat appreciates me. That's why I'm on his show.
All right, now listen, you're talking about Murray the K.
Right.
How about in February of 64 when the Beatles landed?
He wasn't.
How did you react to that?
I liked the Beatles. You know, I didn't like Elvis, believe it or not. They used to say.
Elvis is right behind you. You better watch what you say.
Yeah, I know. It's a stand-up, thank God. He's not there yet.
Yeah.
But they used to sell I Hate Elvis Buttons and I Love Elvis Buttons. And at the time, I was like 12 or 13. I didn't like Elvis because all the girls liked Elvis.
Yeah.
But when the Beatles came out, I didn't mind the Beatles.
All the girls liked the Beatles, too.
Yeah, well,
you were a little older, though.
That was a little older, and I could appreciate that because I was, like, you know, into them, too. They were good. I bought She Loves You, and I Want to Hold Your Hand. But I still say to this day the best rock and roll music was 57 to 63, pre-Beatles.
We're going to hear a song from 58 right now. Remember this one?
Click Clack.
Dickie Do and the Don'ts.
And Don't Do It.
And the wheels go oom-ba-la-da, click clack, click clack. Of time, of time.
50's on 5.
live. Who's prowling with Matt the Cat and Tom Alecandri?
The White Buffalo.
White Buffalo.
Yeah, Matt the Cat and Yum Yum.
Yum Yum.
That's yum.
That's nice. You stop by and keep your company till your Red Sox can blow the doors off the White Sox tomorrow night.
We can only hope tomorrow night will be the night.
Well, that's it. All we can do is hope, man.
It comes down to that, you know.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sure it'll give it a whirl.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Are you prowling through Wisconsin?
Yeah, I am. I'm running late even.
Oh, no. My Buffalo.
Yeah, they held me up there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but I'll make it. I'll be doing fine.
You're going to kick up some dust.
Yeah, I am. But I'm enjoying the show, and that's nice that Yum Yum stopped by.
Thank you, White Buffalo.
Yeah, buddy, it's good to hear your voice. You always got good requests there. I learn a lot from
you
guys.
Thank you. You have good taste, White Buffalo. Nobody can accuse you of not having good taste.
That's true. What would you like to hear? Sir. Speaking of your taste, what would you like to hear tonight?
What I'd like to hear is a cover by the great Brooklyn group of McKinley Morganfield's signature song, sir.
No. That's the Bronx. You got your boroughs mixed up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's Dion. That's Dion. He's from the Bronx.
Right. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Could I hear that anyway?
Yeah, sure.
Can I give him approval?
Okay,
man?
Yeah. You.
All right.
Well,
Yum Yum
you,
gives
Tom,
you approval.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, you got a boy child coming. He's going to be a son of
a... 50's on five. Who's prowling with Matt the Cat and Tom Alecandri?
Hey.
George.
I was just thinking.
Yes, George.
You are the best thing that's happened to rock and roll in 30 years. Absolutely.
Why do you say that, George?
Well, you know, it's been back burner stuff and terrestrial stations, and then, you know, and there's less and less, and all of a sudden XM shows up, and then Matt the Cat, he is there. And,
well,
you
thank
know,
you, George.
This is pretty good, too, but you're the man.
Thanks, George. Say hi to Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, George. That was my father's name. You were blessed with a good name.
Hey,
you
cool.
You were blessed with a good name, George.
Yum, yum. Well, my grandfather and my father was all named George.
Yep, Georgie Porgy.
Absolutely, pudding pie.
Kissed the girls and made them cry.
You know what, George, in Italian is Guido. So you're from Brooklyn with the name Guido.
Well, unfortunately, maybe unfortunately, I'm a California boy, born and bred.
Well, it's not too far from Brooklyn.
Not too far.
But I am a Red Sox fan.
Oh, you are?
Hey. Yeah,
what about
yeah.
The Angels?
Angels fan. Hey, the Angels kicked the Yankees' ass last night. Boy, it took them a long time.
It took them a long time, yeah.
Ooh, but I hated to see the Red Sox.
Tom's
lose.
A Yankee fan. You got to be nice.
Right. I'm nice to
Matt
the Cat.
You're a Yankee fan?
Well, I'm nice to Matt the Cat. He's a Red Sox fan, but I'm a Yankee fan, so be nice.
Well, I don't know, boy. I can't hardly be.
Too fond
of a Yankee fan.
Okay,
you know,
all right. Well, George,
I'm
now why
Dodger
don't you make
fan.
Your request and get off the line, huh?
Hey, I was going to declare this Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday?
Thirsty Thursday.
How many sheets to the wind are you, George?
Oh, a couple.
Couple?
No, I'm working on a couple right now.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But I thought maybe Wanda Jackson would be pretty good. And let's have a party.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving in a groove is gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
What can I do? What can I do? 50's on five. You're prowling with Matt the Cat and Tom Alecandri.
Hi, Matt. This is Jocelyn. How you doing?
Hello, Jocelyn. Say hello to Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jocelyn. I always hear you on the radio when I'm driving in Manhattan.
Oh, yeah? Nice to meet you.
Yeah, well, nice to meet you and nice to talk to you.
Well, you know, I was listening to some of this conversation, so it seemed like an Italian gal born in New York who turned out to be a property management real estate accountant. I just had to call in.
Well, you're smart enough to know that. You're a paisan, and it's nice to talk to a fellow Italian.
Thanks.
But where do you get the name Jocelyn?
Well, my father, his first name was Giuseppe or Joseph.
Oh, and well, that's Italian.
And my mother's name was Evelyn. So my father came across the name Jocelyn and thought it was a good combination of...
That's a pretty name.
Both Joseph and Evelyn, and so...
Well, you don't sound like a Joseph.
Well, anyway, that's
you have forever changed the way Jocelyns sound.
Why is that?
Well, because now you sound like a Jocelyn, so no other Jocelyns can sound like that.
Well, in Italian, they say Jocelina.
Hey, Jocelina.
That's right.
Bella. Pass the pastina, Jocelina. Yeah,
that would be like a Louis Prima song.
I heard what you said about the shells. I like mine with the meat sauce. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, the shells, I love shells. Any pasta or, no, it was macaroni.
Right.
Now it's pasta.
Yeah,
but
right.
To me, it's still macaroni.
Right, right. Yeah. I can remember sitting down, because family's from Rochester, and I can remember sitting down on Sunday for the 7-course meal, you know, and it was
Brajol with the raisins.
With the raisins and the pine nuts.
Yep. Oh, delicious.
What do you want to hear today, Jossie?
Well, you know, I haven't heard The Walk by Jimmy McCracklin for a while, so.
Some early Smokey on the 50s on 5. It's Brooklyn Nights and Brooklyn Days, DAZE, with Tom Yum Yum Alicandri.
Yep, I'm still yumming
it
up.
You're still yumming it up.
On the Matt the Cat radio show, and I'm going to talk about Kings Highway in Brooklyn.
Tell me about Kings Highway, Tom.
Well, it was the Rodeo Drive of Brooklyn, New York. It had everything, the beautiful shops like Jimmy's for clothes, Ebbinges for the greatest bakery you want to have to eat, that great jelly donuts that was on Coney Island Avenue across from the Kingsway. Everybody on a Friday night in that area, Midwood section, Gravesend section, Sheepshead Bay, would drive up and down Kings Highway checking out the girls. The girls would check out the guys who had the new pants on, who had the new shirts on, who had the new skirts on.
But you guys weren't cruising. You were walking, right?
Walking. Nobody.
You didn't cruise.
No, that was a California thing. Mm-hmm. This was a walking thing. And up and down from Coney Island Avenue to Ocean Avenue and back. I would walk up and down past the Avalon, past the Kingsway, past the highway. These are all movie theaters. People from New York or Brooklyn would know what these were. And you would go and do that day in and day out on a Friday and Saturday. Then you would go to Jan's and get an ice cream sundae called the Kitchen Sink with all kinds of ice cream and bananas and cherry and whipped cream. And you would blow out your pants from eating that ice cream. And I think the whole thing must have cost $5. But at that time, $5 was a lot of money. But that's what you would do on a cruising night in Brooklyn on Kings Highway.
Wow.
And there were certain people that wouldn't go to Kings Highway. It was under them. So they would go to Sheepshead Bay Road in Sheepshead Bay and cruise Sheepshead Bay. So we had great areas. 86th Street in Bay Ridge. That was more of a car under the L. So as you would try to call a girl, go, "Hey, Diane," you would hear the train go. So the girl never even hear you say, "Hey, Diane," because you would hear the train on the L. But that was 86th Street. Then you had Coney Island. Coney Island was good.
I guess that happened to you, huh?
Yeah, no.
Called out to Diane.
A lot of things. Well, I didn't call Diane. I called maybe Phyllis or Marcia. But you wouldn't hear me because they would hear with the train. But then you also had Coney Island, but I've said to you before, Matt, about the French fries, the hamburger. You could take a girl out to Nathan's in Coney Island on a date and spend maybe $1.50 and have a good night because you would walk on the boardwalk, hear the music blasting from the arcades. I remember hearing "Walking to New Orleans" by Fats Domino over and over again, and you would have a great night in Brooklyn, in Coney Island, for about $1.50. Where are you going to have that now? Yeah. Nowhere.
In your living room.
Even there, you can't get for $1.50. Even satellite radio costs more than $1.50.
That's true.
But it's so different. And I'm so happy I grew up in Brooklyn because, listen, if it was good for Barbra Streisand, good for Neil Diamond, good for Buddy Hackett, good for a lot of other celebrities, it was good for my family. And I'll tell you something. Thank God for Brooklyn, USA.
Now, let me ask you, you're still cruising the streets of Brooklyn these days.
Well, not as much. Not as much.
What do you think about the neighborhoods now?
Well, years ago, you had the Irish section, Garrison Beach. You had the Jewish and Italian section, which was mostly Brooklyn was Jewish and Italian. So you spoke a little Yiddish, you know, Meshuggah Cup, Putz and Yutz and Yunkel and Shlemiel.
Schlepp.
Well, that's what I am now, a schlepper. Yeah. But now I schlepp posters. But it was so much fun. And there was no hate. There was no, you know, this one is that.
But is the neighborhood so bad now? When you're cruising through, you know.
It's different because Avenue U in Brooklyn used to be Italian. Now it's Chinese. Sheepshead Bay used to be Jewish and Italian. Now it's Russian. It's Sunset Park is now Spanish. It's not anything against these people, but it was just so much different.
Time goes on, and the neighborhoods change.
And things change. And I don't think now you wouldn't have Lion Sleeps Tonight. You wouldn't have Shaboom, Shaboom. Now you have Ja Rule. You know, all this new music. It's murder. You don't have this music from Brooklyn. Hot Louie Woo. Well, that was Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. That's another story. But it's so much. I thank God I was born in the family I was born in. I thank God I was brought up in Brooklyn. And it's so much. I have so much memories, Matt, from that.
Well, let's hear from another Brooklyn group. We haven't played anything by the
Tokens. All right. Let's play Tonight I Fell in Love by the Tokens.
Dum dooby dum whoa. City Sue, Sweet Georgia Brown, Caledonia too, they'll be there, jumping like mad. Hey sister, ain't you glad? We got the news, there's good rockin' tonight.
Yeah!
Hoy, 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 there's good rockin' tonight.
Hoy, hoy, hoy.
Everybody's rockin' tonight.
Spinning off the King label, holding stable on the turntable, 1948. One of the great songs that led to the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. I'm Matt the Cat reminding you that coming up later on this evening at midnight over the streets of New York and 9 p.m. over the streets of L.A., it's the cool Bobby B. Doo-Wop Stop. Solid Hour Street Corner Harmony Records. Some of those Brooklyn records that we played tonight, I'm sure, will be on the Cool Bobby B Show this evening. Speaking of Brooklyn, I told you that Tom Alecandri, he abruptly left the satellite in order to fly back with the Russians in the satellite. But he has cell phoned me from the Russian spacecraft.
Here, Matt. I want to thank you for the opportunity that you gave me. And I want to thank your listeners for calling in and appreciate our duo that we had tonight.
Well, Tom, thank you for recreating what it was like to grow up in Brooklyn in the 50s and early 60s.
Well, Matt, thank you for letting me recreate it.
Are the Russians treating you okay?
Well, so far, so good, but not as well as you treated me.
Is there room in the roomy moving your elbows and such?
Yeah, it's a little room, but I like a little bit more room.
You're never satisfied, are you?
Thank you. You know me, man. Not Mr. Sophistication. Never satisfied.
Yum, yum.
Thank you. Hop, Louie, woo. All right. Thank you again, Matt. All right. And I'll be talking to you and tell all your callers they're beautiful.
They know it already.
All right, Matt. You take care.
Thank you, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Big thank you to Mr. Sophistication, Tom Alecandri. Big thank you. We should call him Tommy A.
Tommy A. Yum, yum.
Lord have mercy. If Tom can hear me, Cross Country Kelly has already sent in her photo and her bio to be put up on the website as part of the official Night Prowlers. So, Tom, you better, you know, get off whatever you're on and get that stuff in there. Cross Country Kelly's beat you. That's something else. How about some Fats Domino? An instrumental, this'll get you going. Swanee River Hop off Imperial on the 50s on 5.